Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
What a great weekend of performing, huh? I had fun at the M Milk Bar over here. M Bar, M White Bar, M Period White Bar. That's what the name of it was. It was fun at 13th Street. And a great night performing for Family Kind. Go to familykind.org to find out more information. They do great stuff. What a great show. Talented people. Speaking of talented, George Bettinger's in the house. Mom and Pop Shop every Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. And it was just great. I got another show tomorrow, but I think tomorrow's show is sold out at the Gotham Comedy Club, the Gotham Comedy Foundation. But, you know, never give up. Maybe you can get a ticket. Who
Not again. I know that sounds good when I say I married a lawyer, but understand, son, I didn't marry the cutthroat, ruthless, give me all your money lawyer. No, I married the pay me what you can, whenever you can, I just want to see justice served lawyer. I married Atticus Finch. I got so ripped off, ladies and gentlemen. You know what it's like? It's like I'm having sex with a rock star, but he's in a Christian band.
Hey, rock and rollers, here's a new song that's climbing up the charts, and that's no lie. And here to sing it for you are the Gripweeds with Lies.
Lies, lies, you're telling me that you'll be true.
Going on for me. I don't know about too much going on. We got Iran and Iraq and my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law came over on the Mayflower. Not her family, her. In this presidential race. I've just had it. How many people would like it to be over? Just over. Right. As I speak, there are illegal immigrants streaming out of the country, saying, I can't take it anymore. The Supreme Court's going to make a big decision about health care reform. The one thing I'd like to see come out of health care reform is a drop-off center for sick husbands. Is that too much to ask? You should see my husband when he's sick. He's there, I'm dying. Take me now, God. And I'm there, take him, please. A woman can have a temperature 102, she's still out carpooling. Am I right? You can have a temperature 104, you might be there flat on your back, but you're there at least, I'm losing weight. And I hate Congress. I think they're all worthless. All they care about is getting reelected. Do you know they have a 9% approval rating? 9%. You gotta wonder, how did it ever get that high? They have all these sex scandals. Remember Anthony Weiner? I love his wife. What was he thinking? He tweeted pictures of himself down there. You know, and I'm happy when members of Congress know how to use social media. Oh, hooray, hooray. But that's just awful. That's inappropriate. It was such filth. And I would never look at such filth. Except once. I just felt I should form my own opinion, you know. And it was not unimpressive. Yeah. But that's just my opinion. Okay. So, and I love the New York Post headline, Wiener pulls out. You know, you can't beat the Post. You cannot beat the Post. I love the Post. And when people think of sex scandals, they think of the presidents. I think the governors are the worst. If you look back over the last couple of years, right, we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California and his maid, Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina. Well, who knew the Appalachian Trail ran through Argentina? Who knew? Who knew? And then Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey, he was having threesomes. Threesomes. I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it. Don't do it. And then there was David Paterson, former governor of New York. He had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. And for makeup sex with his wife, he takes her to a Days Inn. A Days Inn, honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. And Elliot Spitzer, this guy, I was so happy when CNN took him off the air. So happy, because I would look at him, and all I could think of was $4,000, right? $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. Now, I'll tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. And the guy paid cash. Cash, honey, if you use your Amex card, you get the membership reward points. I really do think there's too much news, right? We got 24-hour news channels, half an hour specials, 1 hour investigative reporting. You know what? I can do the news in 10 seconds, right? I like to call it mothernews.com. Other networks say, we report, you decide. We say, look, we know nobody's listening, but we're going to talk anyway. So sit back, relax, and get your feet off the table. All right. And now for the 10-second news. Sean Penn went to Afghanistan. What an idiot. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got engaged. Who cares? And the weather? Take a sweater. And that's it. The 10-second news. Thank you. All you need to know.
About some lady folks I know. We love to share our tales of our parenting woes. These conversations have got friendships built, but the bond that holds us fast may just be old-fashioned guilt. Doubt, remorse, regret, frustration, anger, and fatigue. Well, they call me on the phone, and here is what they say to me.
I got the bad mother blues. Got the blue. I can have these feelings and still love you, but today I'm afraid I got those bad mother blues. I think my kid clothes shopping at the local downtown mall. Will you think that I could watch them? Well, then one it just took off. My heart was full of horror and my body full of dread. The visions of abduction, they are running through my head. I found him moments later just as happy as can be. He was only gone a moment, he took years off me.
I hit the kids for 10 hours to close a business deal. I rushed right home to eat his frozen meal.
A pocket full of never blue. My kids are so damn cranky, throwing tantrums all day long. If the whining doesn't stop, well, I don't think I can go on. I know it's kind of cool to have a laugh at her expense, but when she walks in the room, I say, hi, maintenance. Oh, my bad. Day. You may sit around your table and say, man, my mom was great. You remember patience, kindness, tenderness, and grace. Well, remember all the hardships that I faced.
They say grandchildren are a parent's best revenge.
And if you have kids of your own, you know the blues they make prevent. You'll get the land, band of the blues. You're gonna poke your eye out, that's why.
Blue.
That was Mother Lode. Love them. Okay, time to shout out. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters in the house, listening via phone this Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, the Rocky Horror Picture Show Bash. Featuring award-winning Barry Bostwick, talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, some inside information. It's a great cult classic. You don't want to miss it. Betty Jo Tucker every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters. Also, my buddy Chuck Skull, 10 a.m. Saturday, Golden Age of Radio. That was funny yesterday. What was the thing I was listening to? Weren't you on this morning, too? Am I confused? But I thought you were on this morning, too. I was listening to Wacko World. I get so confused, all the comedy. It was a pretty funny bit. Big and Crosby singing Buttermilk Skies. No. Cyanide's in the house. Okay. Wacko World, Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 a.m. But what was I listening to today? You guys keep changing your schedule. I'm confused. Oh, last night I had a great time performing for a great cause. It's called Family Kind. You can look it up online, familykind.org, and the Gotham Comedy Foundation, which I will also be performing for Tuesday night at the Metropolitan Room, but I believe that show may be sold out. I am sorry. Sorry about that. But anyway, just in case, I know you'd like to keep up with me, so here's last night's performance. I had recorded. Here we go.
Our next guest is Nancy Lombardo, and she is the host of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio and the Nancy Lombardo Show MNN Network. She's written and performed on HBO and Fox. Her TV credits include The Colin Quinn Show, All My Children, SNL, Nickelodeon, PBS, and in numerous commercials, she usually plays an Italian peasant. And she has the audacity to have sung for Barbara Streisand and be proud of it. Please welcome Nancy Lombardo.
Whoa, what talent. Let's hear it for her. I'm giving up a minute of my time. Voice lessons well spent, my friend, well spent. Great, great. Oh, nice to see everybody here today. This is such a great cause. Family Kind, where were you when I was growing up? My mother was married four times. Please, I hate Father's Day. Not my favorite holiday. I've been in a lot of things. I still have nice people. Don't worry. She's all sitting here. Oh, no comics. Oh, I'm in the front. Oh, I don't pick on you. Not much. And it's great. It's nice to see all these friendly faces here. Oh, Father Time. Nice of you to come. I like the white hair, silver fox thing going up. I like your little hair thing. Very fashionable. Very nice. Nice group of people. You're very quiet, though. Don't be so quiet. It's okay. I'm a comedian. I feed on this. Okay, let's talk a little bit more. Enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me, me, me. I'm a new age woman. Yes, I am. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. Now, I don't know about you ladies, but my husband suffers from a little thing called noun syndrome. He cannot use a noun in a sentence. These are our conversations. They go like this. Hey, I know, let's go to that place around the corner from, you know, where they serve that thing that you like that your friend goes to, the one with the thing. What? It's like his own special man language. I don't know, but any married? Who's my married folks? Any married people? Just me. Okay, my married folks. Okay, ladies, let me ask you this, ladies. Now, do you have a look you give your husband where he'll confess everything? Like the wife look? Do you know this look, everybody? The wife look? What? What? Is this about the milk? Because there was enough for a cup of coffee when I put the carton back in the fridge. What? What? Is this about the missing cake? I got hungry. I'm sorry. What? What? Is this about the body I buried under the steps? You ate that whole piece of cake? I've been married for a long time, and the secret to a good marriage, let me tell you this, secret to a good marriage is you got to have date nights. Date nights, very important. Twice a week you should go out. Good food, good wine, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. Just makes it work so well for us. And my husband is always on some kind of new fad diet. He goes, this week, this is my diet, okay? I'm just eating coconuts and bananas. That's all I'm going to eat. Even if I ask for something else, don't give it to me. I just want coconuts and bananas. Now, he hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Go, my little monkey man, go, go. It's true. It's true. You know, with dieting, they say the secret to dieting is portion control. So, that's why I wear my reading glasses when I eat. Oh, I'll never finish this. Oh, maybe I will. Oh, I'll never finish this. Oh, maybe I will. And what's the one food no one ever says, let's go out for? The one food nobody says, oh, English. No one ever says, I'm feeling like something bland and all the same color. Where can we go? No one ever says, let's go eat English, do they? Italian, French, German, whatever. Not English. And you know, that's because the English give their food very scary names. Names like blood pudding, blood sausage, and one I don't want any part of, spotted dick. No, thank you. I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to try it. I don't care if it's a sausage. I'm good. I just don't like the name of it. No, thank you. Now, the Scottish have got that top with something called haggis. Have you heard of haggis? Haggis? Okay. It's like a bladder stuffed with oatmeal and all kinds of crazy stuff, right? Now, the reason it got the name haggis, I don't know if you know this, because that's the sound you make when you eat it. That's the name of it. That's the name of the sound. Now, tell you a little bit more about me, me, me. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. Oh no, Anita, no! My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricanes, sugar canes, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook. She burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? And my mom was bilingual, so she could speak two languages at the same time. When I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying, because she would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! Mira! No me da tenor! I don't have time for this carajo, that's what I'm saying, so don't! What was that? I had no idea. I knew. And now, I don't know, any Spanish people in the house? Huh? Yeah, okay, all right, mi gente. All right. Did your mom have those mom wisdoms she always used to impart? They always had a story for something they didn't want you to do. Yeah. So my mother had these cliches, or cliches. Mira, listen to these cliches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. J
You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining.
Every clown has a silver... Mom, that doesn't even make sense. Just listen. Just listen. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man-child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. You know, as a mom, I always want to be there to answer all his little questions. I'll never forget the first time my little boy turned to me and he looked up with me with his big eyes and he goes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked down to him and I said, well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want to be misinformed like I was growing up. I had really curly hair. When my mom would brush it, I'd go, ow, ow, ow. And she'd go, well, John Glady, if you think it hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book in P.E., Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought that having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Well, with that, you're 13, right? Yeah, okay. With that in mind, I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad, and I think you can all help me with this. When I go like this, you're going to go, let me hear you. Very good, one more time. There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a-searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hun, the hun, the stroking of a hun. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, hoo-hoo, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin. And that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Give yourselves a hand. See, the show's educational too, right? It's educational show. What great talent here, great talent. And hey, I got good news for you. They just released A Cure for Insomnia. Lincoln on DVD. I'm sorry. I could not get through that. It was just like, hey, Mary, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? What? It's a war? Shut up. You're crazy. You know? It's just the whole thing. I couldn't get through that. And then what was the other one? The other one they just released. Les Mis again. Les Mis. Nice musical, long movie. Long movie. If the movie is too long and it seems like the same song, then no doubt you're here trapped watching It's Les Mis. I had a dream this film would end, but it went on and on forever. I'm right? Yeah, okay, he's with me over there, yeah. It was just too long. It was okay, all right, the revolution, I get it. Okay, and it was like that. Now, when I was a little girl living in New York, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific, my friend, by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yes, she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box while standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be a beautiful young woman who'd say something like, hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo? And the woman at the top of the staircase would go, tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. Ayúdame! Ayúdame! The head would fall, the box bounce on the stairs, boom, land the woman's feet, she'd go, ah! The one at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. and that was every film I saw over and over again as a child. It was true. It was just too much. The movies and everything, the movies today now, everything's going so fast. You know what? You don't get this because, oh, I want to say, I love the song you did. You guys don't know this. Clayton Jackson and Durante, right? You know darn well I could do without Broadway? Weren't you doing one of the songs there? That wasn't there? You don't know? I think that was Clayton Jackson and Durante, Franny. The voices. We had a lot of voices when I was growing up. Did you guys have... See, you'll get it if I did Katharine Hepburn, right? No? You're going to shake your heads? Are you from this country? Okay. Just checking. The voices they don't have. They have the more contemporary voices. Do you know that basically the voices, and you hear them in celebrity impersonators, it really started out kind of like the same voice was four different people? I'll give you an example. All right. You don't remember the show. Go with the premise. It was a weird time for us. We only had three channels. The show was about a talking horse named Mr. Ed. All right, so I'm going to do his voice, right? Here's Mr. Well, Wilbur, I don't know what you mean by that, right? Okay, all right. Now we're going to go a little further. Now we got a president. You might have heard of him. I'm not sure. Nixon. Oh, I am not a crook. You're getting to see where the train of all these voices are going? All right, now you go a little bit further. You got Cher. Take me home. It's the same voice. And then it ends with Amy Winehouse. They want to make me go to rehab, but I say no, no, no. So all the voices were basically the same growing up. You have no idea. Do you know how hard it was for me growing up to use a phone? The phone was connected to the wall. To the wall. The cord was this big. This is as far as you could go. This is as far as you could go. I had to lift my hand up, put it in a hole, and bring it all the way around. Then I let it go. Then I would do that again, repeatedly, to get my friend on the phone. These were hard times. You had one little black and white TV. Oh, yes. And the youngest always had to hold the antenna with a piece of aluminum foil. Am I right? The aluminum foil at the top? And then, of course, you would always fight because there were three of you over the channel. So the channel would be broken for the three channels. So you'd have to take the pliers to turn the TV to the channel that you wanted. And every night around 10, this is what you would hear if you turned on TV. There was no TV after 10. That was it for us. That was it for us. You know who I thought? You got Justin Bieber now. You know who I thought was sexy growing up? I don't know about you ladies. Johnny Quest, anybody? Just me? All right. She knows Johnny Quest. He was sexy. And his friend Haji. And their little dog, Johnny Quest. These were hard times. Hard times. You kids. You guys got everything. You got everything and you want more. Like, I have a teenager. I have my teen son. He doesn't even speak to me in English. He's got his own special language, much like his father. This is how my son speaks to me. He goes, Michael, how was your day?
Oh, I can't believe you're talking to me. Leave me alone. Why are you talking to me?
I don't even feed him anymore. I just throw meat in the room. I'm opening the door. Here comes dinner.
Boom.
I don't even, because it's too hard. We can't figure you out. And I'm like one of those moms, you know, like, use your inside voice. That lasted for until he was about four, and I'm in the grocery store, and he's ripping up candy bars off the shelf. Then I use my outside voice. Put them back! I'm going to eat them all! You're not going to have them! I'll pay for them, but I'm going to eat them in front of you! So that was my disciplining kind of mom thing I did. Are you okay? Because we're putting her through a lot here. It's like one thing. You get a lot of comments. Okay, it's good. I like this table over here, y'all. Did you guys, who traveled the furthest? Who came in from somewhere else? Nobody. Good. All aliens. Thank you. Oh, my God. Who came in from North Carolina? Awesome. That's great. That's terrific. Let's hear it for them. That's good. Are you comfortable, sir? Because I'm worried. You look, he's trying to get the sideways thing and get, you know, I know you're trying to soak me all in, right? Yeah. What's your name, sir?
Mark.
Mark. What do you do for a living, Mark? You practice law? Till you get it right, Mark. You just keep practicing. Yeah, yes, practicing law. All right, and do you have any hobbies, Mark?
Yes.
What are your hobbies? Theater's your hobby? Okay, anything else? What's your favorite food? Mm-hmm. Steak, okay. It's my boy. Steak, okay. So you like steak and you like theater, and do you have any other hobbies besides theater? Nothing physical? Musical. Nothing physical? Nothing at all? Who are you with, Mark? Are you sure? Sharon? You with Sharon? How long have you been married? 43 years. Oh, let's hear it. Sharon, that's awesome. Wow, so you go on date nights too then? Tuesdays, Thursdays, yeah. All right, great. You're not going to believe this, Mark. What a coincidence. I happen to have written an unrehearsed song about your life. Hit it. I know a man, sweet as can be, but he didn't like to give too much information to me. No! Oh, Marky, baby, what is a girl to do? I got a porterhouse and it's just for you. Oh, Marky, baby, it's really, really true. You're into theater and you like to hang around too. Marky, baby, he's so fine. I'll share a tort with you anytime. Oh, married 43 years, what's Sharon to do? She knows every whim and his attitudes too. Oh, Marky baby, it's really, really true. You're really sweet, you're really cute, and I'm going to give a kiss to you. All right, here you go. Good, Marky. Let's hear more. Thank you very much. I'm Nancy. Oh, thank you, on piano. Totally improvised. Who's coming up here? You, Shirley? Oh, here she comes, just a walking down the street. Christine Gregg, everybody. Christine Gregg.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I should be on Whose Line, T.C. Keith? I don't know what that is. Whose Line? I don't know what that is. T.C. Keith in the house. Hey, T.C. Chuck Skull. Oh, yeah. Chuck's World of Mayhem. Always funny on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. And Rock World with Kat Facchione, Saturday nights, 8 p.m. You're a busy man. Buddy Joe Tucker movie at a headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Got to check her out, as well as the Wacko Boys. Well, sorry about that. Got a little tickled here. We got a lot of wind whipping up now, and it's a crazy time in New York City. Lots of stuff going on. But I shouldn't complain, right? I shouldn't.
My girlfriend just dumped me.
Aw, maybe I can help.
You say your girlfriend dumped you and you feel like you've been cursed. But try and look on the bright side, it could always be much worse. Like you could break your dominant hand or burn your tongue a corn on the cob. Or have your laptop surgery fried and get demoted at your job. Like you could have a leaky roof or have your home go up in flames. Or get into an accident and have insurance reject your claim.
That's not so bad.
Oh yeah?
It could always be worse. You just wait and see, it can always be worse. Glad it's not happening to me, it can always be worse. How much worse could it be? Let's find out, shall we? Like losing all your income and turning to the streets. Then rummaging through garbage cans just for a bite to eat. Like getting life in prison for a crime you didn't do. Or coming down with smallpox, call the rise Kirby too.
Aren't those a little far-fetched?
Maybe, but...
It could always be worse, worse. You just wait and see, it could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happening to me, it could always be worse.
Oh yeah.
How much worse could it be? We'll find out, won't we? So what if your girlfriend dumps you? You'll do fine on your own. It could always be much worse unless you die alone. could drown in toxic waste or get impaled by a unicorn. Like being mistaken for an easy chair or stepping on a thorn.
And then being ripped apart by lions.
Like being enslaved by mountain men or flung from a trebuchet. Like being devoured by giant crabs or floating through the Milky Way.
These are ridiculous.
Still,
it could always be worse, worse. But now I'm sure you can see it.
Now
it
always can be worse, worse.
The loud is not happening to me. It can always be worse.
Oh yeah.
How much worse could it be? We found out, haven't we?
Fine, you win. It could always be worse.
You're welcome. Well, gotta go. I've got a date.
Well, the time goes fast when you're having fun, and we always have fun here. Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Always. You're smiling, Betty Jo Tucker from the Attic Headquarters every 4 p.m. on Tuesday's Rock Talk Radio. This week we'll have the Rocky Picture Horror Show. One of them is back. No, one of them is back. Also, we have Chuck's Dolls, World of Mayhem, Saturday morning, 10 a.m., Rock World at 8, and, oh, yeah, Stop every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Peace is in wow. Oh, yeah. Yes, 17, welcome you. Join Blog Talk Radio and you can log in and join the chat room. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Tomorrow, have a terrific day. And don't forget, when you're smiling, when you're smiling, I can wait. I got another 30 seconds of this song now. Don't forget, buy my Comedy Concepts. Oh, no, what am I saying? CD Baby. Go to CD Baby to buy. Don't forget I have a connection on CD, too. Check it out. Baby. Bring on the rain. So everybody have a good Friday with no rain in it. Be happy again, everyone. Thank you, Betty Jo Tucker, for staying on the line. That's done. All right, the whole world. Everybody.